April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Desiree Brown from Flint completed her first year in the NMU MFA English program in the spring of 2016 with an emphasis on poetry.
Mama sings. For one moment, she limps across our dining room floor, flings open the vine-strung window and door, awakening the foliage surrounding our home. Her red dress fans open in the breeze, a flame climbing into the clouds. For one second, our small world sets on fire. Her voice stretches and pulls, ignites and illuminates, a mournful melody that pricks the tiny hairs awake on my chest. The grass shines brighter, leaves painted across coral sky, nature simmering in surrender to the music she digs from her chest. I've never felt that power inside. The atmosphere could never respond to my sorrow that way. And her next life, she will teach me. For now, I sit next to our Korat, watch Mama's earth glow amber gold, smolder as she staggers against the cream window pane, sweltering skin slick with sweat, whispering somber hymns to cool the blaze surrounding us. Beneath the brownstones. Last night, Kerry Washington helped me dig crater-sized graves underneath Wall Street. Sandra Bland had to count the black bodies that tumbled into the holes, some silent, others humming hymns until their lungs filled with dirt. "Don't watch. It makes it easier," Carrie said. But my ears could not ignore the solid snapping of necks and spines or the screams of infants that lingered in the winds. What Jackie's body told. We loved a woman. Her body told diabetes and fibromyalgia, bastard children with a flood of Holy Ghost fire. Her inside slowly decayed on Christmas Day. Doctors scraped her tissues into glass jars and plastic test tubes, studied them, scrawled her name on the scrap covering, and spat words we did not understand, scorned our blatant apprehension, and shut their eyes to our fears. Cholangiocarcinoma stretched out and overstayed its welcome. When they turned her over, she looked into my eyes and I wept. Her body told screams. Too late for a human-fed breath of life. Too much mercy for a God-sent one. I heard mumbles of sweet death dancing in the nether regions of what was left. It is never beautiful, what the body tells. Surgeons cut and paste temporary life, and still we fade into glorified memory. Silence is what her body told. Silence and needle-fine heartache.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth, with assistance in recording from Hans Allstrom. Thanks for listening.